Hello, I'm Marcia Halligan with the Peace Calendar for March 29th through April 4th. Again, we bridge months. With our rapid weather changes, we could be in either month. A friend from the co-op where we worked in Minneapolis many years ago called me. I worried about him and his family due to the invasion there. He said that people came together to help each other and to pass on information. He asked me about our area and so forth. Since he knew Jim Hallberg, I told him about his role in WDRT, also about conversations. The McAllister community worked to mobilize its vast network of care amid turmoil in the Twin Cities. Leah Hood stood outside Green Central Elementary in Minneapolis. Her McAllister stocking cap purposefully chosen for the minute. She scanned the street for unmarked immigration vehicles, providing an extra layer of support as the school day ended and students began that journey home. She said that she could not stop families being targeted, but I want them to know that people care for them. Adrian Christensen, a professor of political science, sat on a street corner in downtown Minneapolis just weeks after foot surgery. Despite her doctor saying she should stay off her foot, as thousands of demonstrators passed her apartment, she could not stay inside. I needed to be there to cheer because I could not march with them. Some people collected money to deliver food to people who did not feel safe being outside. When in need of winter clothes for a student's child, she posted the request. Minutes later, someone responded. Sending your peace quotations, peace stories, or peace poems to me for use in a future calendar. Direct them to peacecalendar@wdrt.org. May we all experience the blessings of peace in our lives. Caring for others in need brings peace at wdrt.org/peace-calendar.